USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Border security legislation and funding to keep the government open passed this week is ready for approval. Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi.
As with all compromises, I say to people, support the bill for what is in it. Don't judge it for what is not in it.
The bill has far less than the $5.7 billion the president wanted for border security. Senator Richard Shelby.
It's only a down payment. This is not a fantasy. This is not building all the wall.
President Trump hinted he may yet call a national emergency to get more money to build the wall. A former Air Force intelligence specialist has been charged with giving Iran information on a top-secret Pentagon program. Monica Witt first made contact with Iranians while attending an anti-American conference in Tehran. Later, she defected to Iran. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Bond has been set for the North Texas parents accused of malnourishing four children and keeping two of them in a dog kennel. The children, who are all younger than five, are now out of the hospital and are under the care of Child Protective Services. The mother is being held on a $75,000 bond and charged with four counts of child endangerment and an aggravated assault charge. Andrew Babula, who police believe is the father of one of the children, faces four charges of child endangerment and has a $60,000 bond. Yet another top Trump administration official has decided to call it quits. Brock Long has announced he plans to leave his position as head of FEMA. He made the announcement in a letter to FEMA employees saying he wants to spend more time with his family. His resignation comes months after an investigation found he misused government vehicles to travel to his North Carolina home. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
NASA's longest-running rover on Mars, Opportunity, has made its final contacts years after it landed on the red planet. The rover surprised everyone as it was only supposed to last 3 months, but it lasted more than 14 years. Among its findings, evidence that Mars may have been able to support life at one time, as Opportunity and its long-dead brother Spirit discovered that ancient Mars had water flowing on its surface. A new movie set to be released next week will have a different feel to it, USA Radio Network's Tim Berg reports.
Tim Tebow has a new movie coming out titled Run the Race. That movie will be available across the nation and theaters on February 22nd. The movie deals with two brothers and has a positive message to it. Tebow joins ABC's Good Morning America to talk about why he produced this movie.
I read the script 6 years ago, wow. And I never had the goal of getting into the movie industry, and I still really don't. I just love telling stories, and I love encouraging people, and hopefully that's something that this movie will do. It will tell a story about overcoming and believing in each other and loyalty and support and what faith, hope, and love can do in the midst of tough times. And I really wanted to be a part of this story because I feel like young people in today's society, we need something to be able to take the whole family and watch a movie and be able to be encouraged and inspired and go away with hope.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.